At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, went out and inspected the Traegers. White bean and ham soup, green chili cornbread, and it looks and smells and probably tastes a whole lot better than it sounds. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. That's true. The Arnold Palmer Invitational. The golf course is firm and the greens are fast. Testing the PGA Tour's finest, the best golf in the world is played here. That'll be this weekend. NBC Golf Channel. And Peacock. Peacock, of course, carrying this program, our streaming partner. Do you know what happened on this date in 1983? It's an anniversary. It's a bizarre anniversary. Nobody celebrates it, but I found it to be amazing.
Are we playing Guess the Anniversary?
Yeah. 1983. Had to do with surgery for an NFL quarterback at the time. Paulie?
Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw.
I just remember he had something like a shoulder and elbow or something.
He had his throwing elbow was repaired on this day. But the story, the alias he used to check in to the hospital was Tom Brady.
Really?
Just yeah. Random.
Random. Well, nobody knew who Tom Brady was in 1983. He checked in under the alias Tom Brady. How is that possible? I don't know if he had somebody whose name was Tom Brady, how he pulled that name, but it was on this date in 1983. Terry Bradshaw goes in for surgery and didn't want anybody to know, didn't want the media to know, and he went in under the alias of Tom Brady. Yes, Todd.
And he was getting impatient in the doctor's office, and he screamed, "Let's effing go," which was kind of interesting, too, how that would happen.
Final,
a tough week for me.
Final hour, Fritzy, and it's a Friday. Friday, final hour, Fritzy. Okay. What's the poll question for the final hour, Seton?
Dan, what sport had the best week?
Okay. Ooh.
Or what league, maybe?
Okay.
Say.
All right.
The
All right.
NBA.
Oh,
yeah. Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball had a great week.
Yeah, I think so.
A great week.
Yeah.
Or the NFL.
Well, the NFL always has a great week.
Yeah. Kind of the Michael Jordan of good weeks, so they just get canceled out.
I would say baseball had a great week.
I think baseball had a great week.
And we'll talk to the Hall of Famer Tim Kirkchen, who'll join us coming up. And you know, any publicity is good publicity, I would think. And I'm watching more baseball because I'm curious how this all works. Do you want to hear? I'm watching this game at the Yankees, and this is Yankees Pirates. Wandy Peralta of the Yankees. This is a strikeout, and this is what's happening in baseball now, and this is how long it took for him to get a strikeout.
Oh, a little quick pitch right there.
Oh, Wandy Peralta. Quick pitch for the clock. How about that?
He got the 16 seconds there, or he got the 12 seconds there, I think. And now Tucapita's down two strikes within 8 seconds.
Wow.
It was 20 seconds total for those three pitches. That strikeout took 20 seconds. Yeah, Paul.
When you watch Peralta, it almost looks like he's trying to win a bet because he gets the ball, and as he gets the ball, like he collects it and places his foot down and looks up like, go. And the hitter is completely, I wouldn't say discombobulated, but off his game.
But I don't know why more pitchers don't do this. Because I control. I have the ball. I can go longer. You only have 8 seconds. Get in the box, get ready, and be alert when I get ready to pitch to you. I love when a pitcher works fast because now you don't get settled as a hitter. You can't step out. You don't get a chance to do all the, you know, routines, machinations that you normally do. I would think I would have the advantage. And I know it's about tempo. You know, even how hard you throw, you know, mix in a breaking ball, like all of those things where a pitcher gets into his rhythm. That's why when pitchers, they throw harder later in a game. And I always found that kind of remarkable. But I would think you were throwing gas to start, and they'd be like, oh, my God, he's throwing faster in the seventh inning than he did in the second inning. But I think a quick pitch or working faster would be to the benefit of the pitcher. We'll talk to Tim Kirchner. He'll join us coming up. Well, guess who says they have the strongest arm of anyone in the draft in recent memory? I've got a cannon, and I'll show it off. If you said Will Levis of Kentucky, you would be correct. I don't care how strong your arm is. I care how accurate your arm is. There are a lot of guys who have strong arms.
Yeah, but a cannon?
I just want you to get from point A to point B with the football. That's it. Some of the best quarterbacks in NFL history didn't have great arms, cannon, strong arms. They had accurate arms. And I would think if you said, hey, you want somebody who's accurate or you want somebody who's got a cannon? I'll take accuracy because everything about the NFL is, can I put it right there? Can I do it quickly? How many times do you throw deep? How many times do you use your cannon? I want you to get the ball out and get it to the right person. But Will Levis, he says he's got the strongest arm of anyone in the draft class in recent memory. I've got a cannon and I'll show it off. Yes, Marv.
I don't know if he's got a cannon, but he looks like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball. If you guys take a look at him, sure does.
That's a deep dive.
That's the first thing I saw. Okay. I was like, yeah, whatever about the cannon, but...
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I also wonder, is this always his personality, or is he trying to tap into some kind of Joe Burrow cocky kind of thing? Because that's what, you know, that's the flavor of what people like these days.
It did work for Burrow, but Mel Kiper loves Will Levis, if that factors into anybody's opinion on this. Yes, Paulie.
Historically, it seems like the GMs agree with this, that if there's a big arm guy, he's going to go higher maybe than he should. Zach Wilson, remember everyone went berserk after that pro day out of BYU? But it did work for Zach Wilson come draft time.
Yeah, but it didn't work for the Jets when he played.
Correct, but that's not Will Levis's problem.
But that's where you can't get drunk on this stuff. You can't go, man, did you see that? He rolled left, threw right for 55 yards. How often does that happen in a game? Maybe once? Maybe. How about all the other throws I need you to make that do happen every single game? He goes left because everybody thinks, well, and he's Mahomesian. Well, there's only one. You may think you are, but what happens when there's live bullets coming your way? We saw what happened to Zach Wilson. He wasn't ready. But we got caught up on that one. Jamarcus Russell, famously, had one of the great pro days ever. Raiders. Okay. Can he do anything with that? And the answer was no, and didn't love the game. Kyle Bowler, he could throw 50 yards from his knees. Well, you can't do that in a game. But like, okay, he could throw 50 yards from his knees. I don't care.
Oh. Rarely happens in a game. Think about it.
Yes, when you think of it, it rarely happens that he's not down by contact.
But if the situation did arise,
he would be able. Kyle Bowler, number 8 out of Cal. Yes, Tom.
If you slip in that last second Hail Mary, that's your guy. Who else is going to be able to pull that off?
He is built for that moment. Luke in Alabama. Luke. Hi, Luke.
Dan.
Luke.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, first time, long time, 6'2", 200. It's a big day, Dan. Today, I get to be a contestant on the Wheel of Fortune. The episode airs tonight. But that's not the big deal. I am now on the Dan Patrick Show.
Wait, Luke, how did you do?
Not good.
How nervous were you? Were you more nervous with Pat Sajak and Vanna White or being on this show right now?
I've got to say thank you to you, Dan, because in all seriousness, you say just be in the conversation with the person you're talking to. And that helped when I was talking to Pat. But I got to say, it was pretty awesome. But this is a big deal right here. Hey, I'm in the parking lot of Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Nice.
Have you ever seen that documentary, Muscle Shoals?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. That's good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, just wanted to say thank you. Shout out to Dan and Danette. Dan, I was on the Wheel of Fortune. All I could think about in my intro was dropping Passion Bucket.
Oh, that would have been nice. Or wore like a T-shirt, a show shirt.
I've got to apologize to you. I feel like I let everybody
you did.
Down.
You did, Luke.
I was thinking if I hit bankrupt, like I'm going to drop a Wheel of Punishment. That's what I was thinking going into the show.
All right, Luke. Well, next time you're on Wheel of Fortune, then maybe you could give a shout out to the show. Oh boy. Let's see. Kevin in Connecticut. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, longtime listener, viewer.
Okay.
I have two stories of how the DP show has really trickled into my world. So first, I'm a proud member of the Dead Dad Club. My dad died over Super Bowl weekend about 17 years ago.
Super.
And every year, super. Yeah, every year since we've we play a two-hand push football game named after him. We get really hurt, and we even make cool shirts. And I'd love to send you one for the man cave. Game worn, of course.
Okay.
All right. And also, second, my son, who's in fifth grade, I also named him after the greatest actor of all time, Tom Cruise.
Oh.
He came home and said he sort of got in trouble because of me and Dan Patrick. So apparently his teacher asked the class who they were celebrating one day in February. So he raised his hand, and he's kind of a ham, and he said, Martin Luther Jr. the third.
All right. Well, sorry about getting your son in trouble there. Martin Luther King Jr. the third.
Martin Luther King Jr. the third.
Yeah. That's what McLovin would say. Adam in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hi. 5'9", stout 200. I was just calling in. First of all, I'm now a member of the Invalid Club. I just had some foot surgery. And
the Invalid Club.
Wanted to know if you guys are into it. I've got a pretty cool picture. Looks like I got attacked by a shark. But
send it to Tyler. Send it to Tyler, Adam. Okay.
All right. What I was calling about, I got a couple of player comparisons for Giannis and Kuzi.
Okay.
Giannis, I was thinking Tate. Everybody loves him. A little under-respected.
So Giannis is Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then Bob Cousy. Whenever I think of that, I just think of Seton doing his impression and that scene in Shawshank where Hayward's listening to Hank Williams.
All right. Well, thank you, Adam. The Invalid Club. There's a lot of people in that. Oh, I got over-unders here. This is fun. DraftKings. Over-under. Aaron Judge home runs this year. Yes, Marv?
46 and a half.
Close. 45 and a half.
Nice.
Who's going over 45 and a half for Aaron Judge this year? Nobody. Oh, Paul?
Yeah, well, they can't avoid him all season.
All right. Mike Trout over under home runs. Anybody want to take guess what that number is? Marv, I'll go back to you.
I don't know who Mike Trout is.
Oh.
That's not nice. Sorry.
What are you
doing?
Nice.
That's not nice.
We got Tim Kurkjian coming up. He loves baseball.
That's not nice. I know Manny Ramirez is the greatest right-handed hitter of all time.
What's the
34 and a half.
No.
38 and a half.
39 and a half, Mike Trout.
Okay.
Okay, if Mike Trout hits 39 home runs in a forest, does anyone
know? Wow. Wait, he hit, hold on. He did hit 40 last year in the forest.
How many October career home runs does he have?
Shohei Ohtani home runs over under. Paul?
32 and a half.
No. 35 and a half. Shohei Ohtani. Anybody going over with Shohei Ohtani?
No? I wonder what this faster pitching schedule is going to do to all these totals.
But Ohtani gets to throw quicker pitches, but then he has to hit quicker pitches. Yes, Todd?
Do you have to trot the bases at a certain speed? Do they go that far? Well, you've got to get around the bases by a certain time.
Once again, you're being facetious, aren't you?
A little bit. Come on, you already hit the home run. Let's go. Run.
You don't.
No more jogging around the bases.
Okay, this is where, this is the passive-aggressive Todd. He doesn't like this rule or these rules. And this is his way of showing it.
Kind of.
No, it is.
If you like baseball, you like it for 2.5 hours, or you like it for 3.5 hours. You either like the sport or you don't. Put a guy on second base. Let's put a guy on second and third. Let's make it bases loaded in the 10th inning.
Todd, you don't watch baseball.
I watch when it matters,
no,
and I watch the later
Todd,
innings of the close game.
Todd,
it's hard to watch a game from beginning to end.
You just said!
Oh, my gosh!
It is.
You just said, hey, 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, doesn't
but
matter.
But on occasion when I will watch, or if I go to a game, I want to see it the way it's supposed to be
you
played.
You just said the time designation.
I went to a Marlins-Mets game, and I sat there for 17 innings, so I'll sit there from beginning to end. And I was fine with it because
how
it was a close
game. How many decades ago? How many decades ago?
That was like 6 years ago or something.
You just said... Two
I
and
know,
half,
I tend to contradict myself.
And it's tough to watch a game.
I don't like some of this cute little, hurry, pitch, he's not ready, pitch, he's not, you know, you throw it, he's not looking, he's not alert, the batter's not staring at the pitcher, throw it, strike three. Put a guy on second base for the 10th inning, let's get this game over with already, everyone's bored.
Do you want me to have Tim Kurkjian on?
I definitely do.
Okay.
And I want him to speak to these things.
Okay. I'm going to guess Tim likes these because the game gets faster, more movement. And we are seeing more offense.
Guy that doesn't deserve
more
to be
viewers.
In scoring position and extra innings, I can't get past that one.
Well,
that one is bad.
I'm with Fritz.
I don't like the
that one's terrible.
I don't like the runner at second base.
You can't just start putting people on
base.
That's
don't like that.
A terrible rule.
That's the only thing I don't like. That's it. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, we don't like it when people are born on third. Don't start the game on second either.
Thank you.
Yeah, none of us were born on third. No. That's for sure. Yeah, mine.
Some of us weren't in the stadium.
Yeah, I think I was born between first and second base. Maybe that's about it.
On deck circle. For me. I like it.
Yes, Tom.
I don't think you even. I think it's a lot. You're giving yourself too much credit there. You were having like one slice of bologna and
I know
sharing with 15 other brothers and sisters. You had like nothing. You were barely in the batter's box. You didn't have
I
any
know.
Advantages.
We didn't. But you know what? We thought we had a lot, and that's the magic of your parents. And I always appreciated that.
Sharing the laughter.
We didn't have anything, but we didn't know we didn't have anything.
Show me that smile. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. As long as we got each other.
Yes, Mark.
Were you guys rich in love? When people say we didn't have a lot of money, we'd have a lot of money, but we were rich in love. That means you were really poor.
No, we weren't rich. We weren't even rich in love.
You know what I love on Facebook? Like people will post pictures of like the kids and all this stuff, and like somebody will comment and be like, "A house so full of love." I'm like, you clearly haven't been to that house because that place is crazy. You clearly haven't been there in a couple of years because that house is nuts. So full of love. Might want to pay a visit.
How about we take a break? How about we take a break? We'll do our Tim Kirkchin impersonations too. Although, I think, doesn't Van Pelt do a great Tim Kirkchin?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. I think Van Peasy does it. And when Tim starts to laugh, Tim can't stop when he laughs. He really can't. All right, let me take a break. Back after this. If you're a regular listener, you know what I think is Simply Safe Home Security. Also, what U.S. News thinks of Simply Safe Home Security. Best home security system 2023, 2022, 2021. 3P. They're kind of the joker of Simply Safe. You know, he's looking at 3P. Simply Safe, designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. Also, I love what they do with the app, where you can lock, unlock your doors, access cameras, arm, disarm, and you can do that from anywhere. 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to cost, it averages out to under $1 a day. And that's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. Now, here's another thing. Only Simply Safe has fast protect technology. You capture critical evidence, verify the threat is real, and then you get priority with the police dispatch. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Is this Donnie Hathaway?
No, this is the James of Virginia of songs. This is
a white guy.
Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell. It's the white guy who sounds like he's black.
There's a YouTube compilation of people finding out that this guy's white, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, Paul.
And I'm looking at Bobby Caldwell. He's really white. And that's for me.
Luka and Kyrie combined for 80, and the first Mav teammates to have 40-plus points in the same game. Also, just the fourth set of teammates to do that in the last 25 years. That's your stat of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Tim Kirchen, ESPN, Hall of Famer, ESPN baseball analyst, kind enough to join us to talk about the game. And how would you recap the first week of spring training with these new rules, Timmy?
Well, Dan, I'm pleasantly surprised how well things are going. Now, look, I'm not suggesting that everything's great and we don't have way more adjustments to go from here and something could go terribly wrong. But I did a game the other day from the booth, Dan. We had 21 strikeouts, 17 walks, and the game lasted 3 hours and 5 minutes. That game last year lasts 4 hours and 15 minutes. Yeah. I also did a game that was 12-7, 19 runs scored, and the game was played in 2 hours and 59 minutes. Again, last year, that game takes 4 hours. This is the point. The players, surprisingly, have adjusted very quickly to this, in part because they don't have much of a choice. And the Yankees, Dan, played a game the other day in Orlando without a pitch clock because they didn't have the technology there. And they still played the game in 2 hours and 30 minutes because the players were already in the mindset that we got to go here. Listen, we're not in a rush, but we got to move. There's no dead time. So far, I'm really surprised with the biggest rule change. The pitch clock has gone better than I expected.
Any downside?
Well, sure. I mean, we had a game decided on a guy not being in the box. We've had a catcher not in the box, and we've had pitchers go late. So, yes, Dan, that game that happened between the Red Sox and the Braves, which ended on a violation, that simply can't happen during the regular season. If it happens during the postseason, we're dead. If it happens in the World Series, the game will fold up immediately. So this is why we're playing 30 spring training games. This is why everyone has 6 weeks to figure this out. And again, I'm not suggesting there won't be minor tweaks, but I've spoken to Major League Baseball, and they basically have told me, these are the rules. These are the rules we're going to have on opening day. I just hope we get there in one piece. And so far, I think, so good.
I know that when you had the Yankees game, Aaron Judge, completely different from Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Judge is mic'd up, and he said, you know, I don't think about the previous pitch now when I'm in the box. You don't have time to step out and like, oh man, I missed my pitch, or I look bad on that pitch, or he fooled me with that. Now I get right back in the batter's box, but I still feel like it's more of a pitcher's advantage, Tim, because they can decide, I'm going to speed this up as, you know, much as I want, or as quick as I want. You got to get in there. I have a little bit more, you know, leeway with my pitch clock than you do getting into the batter's box.
Yes, another surprise for me this spring, Dan. The first day, Buck Showalter said, watch, the hitters are going to have more trouble adjusting than the pitchers. And that's precisely what's happened. I asked Justin Verlander, what about the new rules? His eyes lit up and he goes, I love them. I asked Garrett Cole and he said, oh, I love them. Max Scherzer, oh, I love the new rules. Here's what Max Scherzer, the mad scientist, did the other day. Some kid gets in the box with 18 seconds left on the clock. And Max Scherzer gets right into the stretch and he stares at this poor kid for 14 seconds. Now, Dan, you played in your day, and you know when that pitcher stares at you for 3 seconds, it's uncomfortable. As Scherzer told me, 8 seconds is an eternity. He went 14 seconds. The hitter just freezes at that point. He's paralyzed because he's not used to being in that spot before. So I think our really smart, really good veteran pitchers are going to use some of these rules to their advantage. And I repeat, I think the pitchers have an advantage here over the hitters. And Dan, we put in all these new rules to give the hitters a better chance against this remarkable pitching that they see every day. And now I think the pitchers are getting another boost.
We're talking to Tim Kirchen, Hall of Famer, ESPN baseball analyst. I've got some over-unders here, Tim. Aaron Judge over-under home runs 45.5.
I'm going over. I'm not saying he's going to hit 65 and top last year, but he's in great physical shape. He's a way better hitter than he was 3 years ago. He's got a really short stroke, which we saw last year. His average went up, strikeouts went down, and he's so strong. Mark Teixeira once told me how strong he is. He says, everyone's hitting a driver. Aaron Judge is hitting a 4-iron. That's how strong he is, and he doesn't need much. So I'm going to say he hits more than 45.5 homers.
Shohei Ohtani, 35.5 homers.
I'm going to go over there, too. That guy is so unbelievably strong. And even though he pitches every fifth day, he plays every day. And I'm going over on 35.
Over under $500 million for Shohei Ohtani's next contract.
Oh, he's going over that. He's going to break every record by a mile. I think Juan Soto has a chance to get extended before Ohtani gets his next deal. I think Soto will get the biggest contract ever, and then I think Ohtani will top that. Because again, Dan, we've never seen anybody like this.
But does he get two salaries, Tim?
Well, it doesn't matter how they do it. The two salaries will add up to the biggest contract ever. And there are a bunch of teams that are really going to be interested, and there are a bunch of teams that seem to be saving up their money right now to afford him.
Can the Angels afford him?
I think they can, and I think they're actually doing the right thing here, is holding on to him. In other words, not trading him last offseason, and they're going to try to win, and they're going to try to convince him that we're going to win here, and we're going to win long-term here, and we're going to build around you, and you're going to be Mike Trout's teammate for maybe 10 more years. If that doesn't happen, if they get to the trade deadline and the Angels are not going to the playoffs and they don't have a bright future, I think that's when they're going to have to trade Ohtani. But I wouldn't trade him until then. I would do everything it takes to try to win this year and prove to him we're good enough, and you're going to be the biggest star in the world playing here as opposed to maybe somewhere else where there are other big stars, yeah, other than Mike Trout.
Yeah, I think that I'd have to go, do I want to be Mike Trout? I can be the best player in baseball. I'm not playing in any postseason games. Why would he have confidence in the Angels organization considering what has happened with Mike Trout?
Well, that's a good point, Dan. I'm not suggesting he's going to play for the Angels next year. I'm just giving you the scenario that they might be able to keep him. A, they have to be able to afford him no matter what he wants, and they just have to do like the Giants did a couple years ago and other teams come out of nowhere and suddenly they're good. That has to happen for the Angels to keep Ohtani. I think that's the only way. Otherwise, he's going to go to a team where he can win. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Give us the team or teams that if we talk to you in July, you can say I told you so. Maybe some surprises.
You know, Dan, I'm not one to avoid the question, but I just don't see these huge surprises this year. I looked at the playoff teams in each league, and I think you could be pretty certain this is how it's going to work. Okay. Look, I think the Angels, I just said this, but I think the Angels could be better. The Angels were a bad team last year, but with a healthy Trout, Ohtani at his best, they did some really nice things. Their starting pitching is better than people think. I think they're one team that could go from not very good at all to the playoffs. The Rangers also. We talk a lot about the Rangers, so they don't qualify as a surprise team. But they have a chance to get to, say, 82 wins this year, which is a big jump for them. But that's as far as I'm going. I just don't see a sub-500 team, you know, winning the World Series this year. I just don't see it.
I also want to know baseball's – I know what their philosophy is now with the runner at second and extra innings. But I wonder with the new rule changes, Tim, are we going to need to put a runner at second base – to speed up the game? When we're speeding up the game, why do I need to put a runner at second base to start the 10th inning?
Well, I'm completely with you on this, Dan. I'm sorry. I'm 66 years old. We played this game awfully well for well over 100 years, and I still do not understand why we have to put that guy at second to start the 10th inning of a tie game. I just don't get it, and I never will. And yet there are people in the game, lots of people in the game who love it. But, Dan, you're right. These speed-up rules are working. We're trying to keep the players healthier. I think it's okay to ask for quicker games and healthier players that maybe we could play until someone actually wins the game. And I know people hate to hear this. Some of the greatest games I've ever covered in my life are 15 innings, 18 innings. I've covered 20-inning games. Yes, we have to work a lot harder. Yes, you're late for dinner, all of that stuff. But it makes for really good baseball sometimes, and I wish they would outlaw that, and they're not.
We had Dave Roberts on, the Dodger manager, and I said, what do you think of the new rules? He goes, gives me more time to drink wine.
You know, all kidding aside, Dan, Aaron Boone went to his team and said 30 fewer minutes. That means we're on the bus in 30 fewer minutes, on the plane. You're home 30 minutes earlier. And most important, as we try to keep these players healthy, he said it's 30 minutes less on your feet during the day. Nothing is more tiring than standing in right field in a game that lasts 4 hours and 20 minutes. It is a tiring experience, and we can keep our players healthier, which we're trying to do with shorter games.
Always great to talk to you, Tim. Thank you.
See you, Dan. Take care.
Tim Kirchin, ESPN, baseball analyst. There are certain guys that I'd always be like, Tim Kirchin, ESPN. Mel Kiper, draft expert. Because we would, you know, have to lead into them, and it'd be like, Mel's got his mock draft. Mel Kiper, draft expert. Tim Kirchin, ESPN. Let me get Andrew in Washington in. Always great to have Andrew joining us. And what do you have for me?
Thanks, Dan. Happy Meat Friday, Dan and Danettes. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of had a little thought on if somebody will get 100 points in a game. But also, I just wanted to say I'm a proud member of the 7-Minute Club. I did get in and get a moonshine gift set yesterday before they were sold out, so I will be enjoying that soon. But if you think about it, if somebody's going to get 100 points in a game, Klay Thompson has the highest scoring quarter, 37 points. Even with that, that player would need to average 21 points a quarter in the other three to get 100. I just don't think we'll see it. I don't think a team will do it, and I think players kind of revere that record. And I know they want to break it, but I think they'll step back. So other than that, I did have a stat of the day. You already said it. It was about Kyrie and Luka. But within that, there's a trivia question. Can anybody name the teammates that have scored 40 points in the game the most in NBA history?
Teammates who scored the most.
Yeah, both have scored more times they have scored 40 points in a game each in NBA history.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
First name that popped in my head, though it's probably wrong, Shaq and Kobe.
No, that's not right.
Okay. Marv?
LeBron and Kyrie?
Close, but no.
LeBron and D-Wade?
No. Any other guesses?
Paulie? Nothing. No. Nobody?
Chamberlain and West?
It was West and Baylor, but they didn't do it as many times as Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook Jr. the III.
All right.
Russ.
Thank you. Yeah.
Woo! Ow, stat of the day. Woo! Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Yes, Paulie?
if you take Wilt Chamberlain out, three players in NBA history have scored 45 or more points in the first half of a basketball game. Which you kind of, if someone scored 45, let's say Donovan Mitchell scored 45, then it's on, right? It's
yeah. Like, yeah.
Three guys all time.
Okay.
Two were on the same day. We talked about them earlier.
David Robinson?
David Thompson?
Oh, David Thompson.
David Thompson had 53 and George Gervin had 53, both in the first half on April 9th, 1978. Isn't that wild? Both in that game.
Well, they were trying to win the scoring title.
They each had 53 at half the same day. And then Wilt Chamberlain had 45 in the first half of a game in 1962.
All right, let me take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and we hope you are, we will unveil Meat Friday. I'm looking outside. The Traeger Grills getting ready to be opened up. Got a fire out there as well. Good stuff. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
And last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store for Monday. By the way, new gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, new episode. We recorded this yesterday. Bad Larry, Dylan, Shea, and Irving trying to find things to bet on. They got college basketball, conference tournaments. You got golf in there. UFC is also in there. And there was a moment during the podcast yesterday. Shea and Irving talked about not his wife, but his roommate. Shea, you're a degenerate.
100% yes. Degenerate. I have a problem, Danny.
And a solution.
No. I ain't found that yet.
Have you ever sought help?
No, God, no. I'm no quitter, Danny.
Okay, what's your roommate say?
The roommate told the kids once, she was like, you know, Daddy's got a podcast he's got to do at night or whatever. And I was like, you ever say that again? We are getting divorced. Don't you ever. Can you imagine them going to school and saying, my daddy's on a podcast here, plug it in and listen? Ooh, we'd be walked out of the town we live in.
Does your wife know how much you gamble?
No, absolutely not. The roommate, Danny. Put some respect on her name.
Sorry. Yep. We do get around to betting on some things there, but Dan Patrick takes a gamble, and I sure did with these three. It's available at danpatrick.com. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. Seton?
Dan, we got a couple of them here for you. Let's go back to hour one.
Okay.
If you were an NFL GM, how concerned would you be about Bryce Young's size? 58% of the audience would be very concerned. Right. Very concerned. Okay. And then Will Chamberlain's 100-point game record will be broken in the next 5 years, 5+ years, or never. 80% say never.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, I think I put it in perspective. If I would have said to Dame Lillard, can you get 29 more points after he got to 71? Yeah, see.
30 points sounds like a lot, but 10 more shots.
But you got to make those.
I know, you got to make them. But there is also sort of that other hot hand.
I don't think anybody, any team is going to let somebody get 100 points. In fact, when Wilt scored his 100th point, I think the game ended. It wasn't over. It wasn't like 0-0-0. He scored his 100th, and I think they stopped it with less than a minute to go.
Not an official game.
Yeah.
Ohio protest.
Where's the video?
Imagine what he would have scored if he played the entire game. Let's see. What did we learn on the program? Last call for phone calls. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few. I'm looking up that box score to see how long the game was for Will Chamberlain. The first recorded hockey game was played in Montreal, where it was like semi-pro teams.
Mm.
1959, the San Francisco Giants had their new stadium officially named Candlestick Park. Mm-hmm. Still call it that, even though it's like two stadiums away. 1974, George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton. That's it.
I had this date in 1983. Terry Bradshaw checks into a Louisiana hospital, surgery to repair his throwing elbow, and he checked in under the alias Tom Brady. Have you seen an article on this? Did anybody ask Terry Bradshaw if he had a friend named Tom Brady? Why, of all the names in 1983, would he pick Tom Brady? Fritzy, get a hold of Terry Bradshaw.
I'm on the case.
Kevin McHale set a Boston Celtics record on this date, 1985. He had 56 points in a win against the Pistons. That record lasted 9 days, and then Larry Bird broke it. Mike Tyson, 1987, adds the WBA heavyweight title to his WBC heavyweight crown. He beat James Bone Crusher Smith.
I was pretty good back in the day.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I was actually at that fight. Hakeem Olajuwon racked up what we thought was the first quadruple, or not the first, third player. 29 points, 18 rebounds, 11 blocks, 9 assists, 5 steals. They went back and looked at it. They added an assist, and then they decided that they're going to take away the assist. And then less than a month later, he actually recorded a legitimate quadruple double. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn today?
Lewis Riddick thinks ultimately Lamar Jackson will leave the Ravens because he won't get the money that he's looking for.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's troubling. If I'm a Ravens fan, is all of this troubling? Or does it just feel like this will pass, they're going to re-sign Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson is going to want $240 million guaranteed. Now, maybe he gets $200 million guaranteed. Would I do that? I would not. But the Ravens have built their offense around him. And now you're going to blow it up? Let's see. Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Lewis Riddick, not proud of his combine performance.
No, 4.72 is what he ran. Marvin?
Bad combine by Lou.
Is that what you learned today?
It's what I had written down. It's okay. Legit what I had written down.
Right.
That's what I learned.
All right. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
White bean and ham soup. Underrated.
Very underrated. Tyler did a wonderful job. Meat Friday, and of course, put it on the Traeger, and Traeger makes everything better. except for Todd, if we put you on the Traeger.
Wow. Really? Right before the end of
Traeger
the show.
Will make everything better but you, Todd.
Nice.
Todd, what did I learn
Jim
today?
Jim Jackson says it's impossible not to listen to the outside noise. It's why Russell Westbrook and Ben Simmons are afraid to shoot. It's a mental thing.
Todd's getting that little red smoke ring around his face, actually, right now.
A little bit.
Go to pxg.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. Schedule a fitting. Get the same clubs that I have. And more distance, more accuracy. You're going to love it. Swing some PXGs, and you'll agree. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Have a great weekend, safe weekend. We look forward to revisiting on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.